Canto 8, Chapter 23. The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Places. Sri Shuka said, after Bali, the great and exalted soul who carried the approval of all the saints, thus was addressed by the original oldest person. He spoke full of devotion with folded hands, with tears in his eyes and a faltering voice. Sri Bali said, oh, just the attempt to offer my obeisances suffices for a result like that of surrendered devotees. What you out of your causeless mercy have granted a fallen asura like me, nobody among the demigods and the leaders of the world has achieved before. Sri Shuka said, after having said this to the Lord, Bali offered him and also Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva his obeisances. Thereupon he, being released and satisfied, entered Suttala together with his associates. By fulfilling Aditi's desire and by giving back to King Indra his supremacy over the heavenly worlds, the Lord thus exercised his authority over the entire universe. Prahlada, who had heard how his descendant, his grandson Bali, had achieved his mercy and was released from his fetters, then, full of devotion, addressed the Supreme Personality as follows. Sri Prahlada said, with this benediction, which could not be achieved by Lord Brahma, by the Goddess of Fortune or by Lord Shiva, not even mentioning others, you for us Asuras have become the protector against all misery, the one whose feet are worshipped by the most respected personalities of the universe. O shelter of all, Lord Brahma and others enjoy your grace by tasting the honey of serving your lotus feet. How could we, people of a bad conduct and a bad birth, achieve the position that is granted when one follows the path of your merciful glance? Oh, how wonderful all the activities of your unlimited spiritual potency are! In your pastimes, O Lord, who created all the worlds, O soul of all souls, expert in every field, you are equal towards everyone. Not to discriminate characterizes your love, a love in which you, for your devotees, are like a desire tree. The Supreme Lord said, my son Prahlada, I wish you all the best. Please go to the place Suttala and bring, with a spirit of joy, happiness to your grandson, relatives and friends. Situated there, you will always have the vision of me holding the club, the conch, the lotus and the discus. The great delight of seeing me in that form will cut the bonds of karma. Sri Shuka said, Prahlada accepted, with his clear mind consenting, with folded hands, the order of the Supreme Lord, O King. After he, the master of all the leading asuras, next had circumambulated the original person and offered his obeisances, he together with Bali, with his permission, entered the lower world Suttala. Lord Narayana then said to Shukracharya, who in the assembly of transcendentalists sat close to him in a group of priests, O Brahmin, please describe the karmic imperfections of your disciple Bali, who performed the sacrifices, for these karmic faults will be neutralized under the supervision of the Brahmins. Sri Shukra said, what would be wrong with him who in all respects was of worship for you, who are the master of all fruitive action, you the controller and enjoyer of all sacrifices? As for the time and place, the person, the paraphernalia, the practice of the mantras and following the principles, faults can be made, but these are all nullified by regularly chanting your glories in congregation. Still I have to do what you have told me, O Supreme One, for it is the most auspicious and supreme thing for each person to fold his hands in obedience to your command. Sri Shuka said, Ushana, Shukracharya, the mightiest sage, thus offering his obeisances to the authority of the Lord, set himself, together with the best Brahmins, the task of compensating for the imperfect sacrifice that Bali made for the Lord. O King, The Lord, who as Vamana this way from Bali had begged the land, delivered the places of the gods that had been seized by the others to his god-brother, the great Indra. For the pleasure of Kashyapa and Aditi, the parents of Vamana, and for the well-being of all living beings and worlds, the master of the founding fathers, Lord Brahma, together with the gods, the saints, the forefathers, the Manus, Daksha, Bhrigu, Angira, all the great leaders, Lord Shiva and his son, Kartikeya, made Lord Vamana the supreme leader of all the authorities in the world. When they made Upendra the master for all purposes, the protector of the Veda, the master of all gods, of all religion, of all fame, of all opulence, of all auspiciousness and of all vows, regarding him the greatest expert in elevating to a higher life, that, O ruler of men, made all living beings extremely happy. Indra, together with the leaders of the world thereafter, with the permission of Lord Brahma, then kept Lord Vamana in front on the divine path leading to the kingdom of heaven. Under the protection of Vamana Deva, Indra regained his rule over the three worlds and the pleasure of being blessed by its supreme wealth, and had nothing to fear anymore from the Asuras. O King, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and his son, the sages headed by Bhrigu, the Munis, the forefathers and all the living beings, the perfected souls and the space travellers and such, glorified all the supremely wonderful, praiseworthy deeds of Lord Vishnu, also praised Aditi, and then left for each their own world. O pleasure of the dynasty, to hear about all these activities of Lord Urukrama, the Lord of the Great Steps, I have described to you, wipes away all consequences of sin. The great saint, Vasishtha Muni, stated in his mantras that no mortal human being, subject to death or destined to be reborn, can measure the glories of Lord Urukrama, just as no one is capable of counting the number of atoms of the earth. Anyone who hears about and keeps listening to the stories about this God of Gods, Lord Hari, all of whose works performed in his incarnations are equally wonderful, will attain the supreme destination. When one engages in this telling and listening during the performance of whatever ritual, whether one is engaged for the gods, the ancestors, or one's fellow man, that ceremony will, with these descriptions, be well performed.